Welcome. It is 5:39. Let's talk some sports. The big sports story, of course, everybody's talking about. Well, that's another issue we'll talk about. Whether or not is everybody talking about the Winter Olympics? Do people care, or is it being forced on us by the networks and those people?
What do you mean, forced on
us? Well, there was some interesting internet conversation happening where people are like, I don't care about the Winter Olympics.
Well, that's fine. There's always going to be trolls out there that are going to be talking like that. But the Olympic ratings will be huge, as they normally are.
Yeah. I think the Winter Olympics as a sporting event is actually very cool. I think the Olympics as a whole, because it's multinational. You know, there's teams and individuals, athletes that come from all over the world. They spend so much of their life training and getting ready for it. I think the backstories are probably the most interesting.
And you're going to have, you know, the people that only root for Americans to do well,
sure.
or root for whatever particular sure. country they're from. But that just disputes some of the great performances you're going to see.
Mm-hmm.
The team skating event, which was added this year, it was basically TV saying, we'd like to have figure skating on every night of the Olympics instead of just the second week. So they added this team skating event, which turned out to be fairly popular. The Russians won it.
Yeah.
But there were some incredible. I'm not even a big figure skating fan, but there were some incredible performances.
Oh, come on.
I'm really not.
Come on.
I'm really not. Once every 4 years, watching some of the things they can do are just, I mean,
I know.
It's incredible.
You know what, though? This is jingoism. This is nationalism that's not necessary. Figure skating is not a team sport.
No.
Figure skating is an individual or pairs sport. And to say, well, this country won because it has a team of the best skaters, they're not a team.
Well, if they're not a team like a hockey team or
a basketball team.
If you watch that event, though, all of the members of the quote-unquote team were there.
Cheering the others on?
Cheering the others on. Well, the
that
the,
makes me the, part the, of the team when the I go stands, to a Badger game.
The stands were full.
You're the 12th man, man.
It was a created event for TV, but it was still fairly interesting. And then, of course, once every 4 years, you get interested in biathlon and Nordic skiing.
Well, you may get interested in the biathlon.
Shooting and skiing, man.
Yeah, you got to like that. Now,
Hunger Games on skis.
Some interesting stories coming out of the Winter Olympics. First of all, let's talk about medals. Norway is leading the medal standing. They've got 2 gold, 1 silver, 4 bronze, with a total of 7.
That won't last long. Some of the events they're strongest in are up front.
The Nether regions have 4 medals, 2 gold, 1 silver,
that
1.
That would be the Netherlands, not the Nether regions.
Oh, yeah, whatever. The United States comes in third. We've got 4 medals, 2 gold, 2 bronze. The gold medals are in snowboarding. Sage Kotzenberg won the men's slope style on Saturday. Jamie Anderson won the women's slope style yesterday. The bronze medals, Team USA took 3rd in the free dance for the new team figure skating event. And Hannah Kearney took 3rd place in ladies mogul skiing.
One of the great moments the other night in the team skating event.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley, and now I can't even remember her last name. She's one of the female figure skaters for the United States. Mm-hmm. They did their pairs routine. And skated over to the cry and cheer, whatever they call it, that platform where they rest between
the kiss and cry area.
Yeah. The kiss and cry area. And wait for the results to be posted. Well, they posted the results, and she didn't get good marks. And you could see her face dropped. She turned to her partner and said, "Bleep bleep."
Yeah.
It was great. It was great. It was a great moment.
Well, that's not good sportsmanship.
Yeah, I know, but she didn't agree with the judge's mark. She thought she skated pretty well.
I have no problem with being disappointed with the judge's marks. I have no problem with having a visual disappointment, but when it comes to verbal...
It was great to see some real emotion there instead of fake emotion where she would smile and say, okay. She thought she did better than the judges thought, and she gave them...
So what you're saying is you like it when people show real emotion during an event.
I do, actually.
There is also something fascinating about these Olympics with the Russian delegation. Now, apparently Russia, because they want to compete in all of these sports, has very good training facilities.
Yeah.
And if you're identified as one of the elite people, you leave your family and you go there. Not unlike with other athletes.
Right.
But apparently Russia is not so good at covering the expenses of their athletes. So, like, you show up at the Olympic skiing area in Russia, but you don't have money to feed yourself.
That's ridiculous.
Or the traveling back and forth is a problem, yeah, or what have you. So there are Russian athletes who have taken to self-promotion.
Well, good.
Including many of the female athletes who now have very provocative calendars,
oh, that's
posters,
right,
things like, and we have a link at our blog.
Well, of course you do.
Of course we do.
Russian Olympic babes who now have to self-promote themselves because Russia doesn't cover all their training expenses, and some of them are outstanding.
One of the Russian skaters last night, before I crashed and went to bed, one of the Russian figure skaters came out. No pressure on her. Putin was sitting in the audience.
This is the 15-year-old.
Skated
almost a perfect routine.
Yeah, and she's a little not as elegant as you might expect. You know, but she's 15. Okay, she'll smooth out and get a little bit more style and grace. She's a little jerky. You know, little fast.
But according to the judges, they gave her high marks.
I know, technically very, very nice, but not as smooth and artistic. Anyway. I can just, you know, for a 15-year-old kid, the president of your nation is looking at like, you don't do a good job. I have you killed.
Well, can we stop this internet rumor that is all over the place now about the guy with the Olympic rings?
Oh, my God. I read that story, you know, on the
Daily Current is a website like The Onion. It is a satirical website that prints stuff that's not true.
And listen, I saw on Facebook over the weekend, yes, there was a story that said the guy that was in charge of the snowflakes opening up to make the Olympic symbol, that he was found stabbed to death in his apartment.
It's not true.
The article went on to say that the authorities don't believe in foul play, although it was multiple stab wounds, that he probably fell on a set of steak knives. Now, if you read this and you're taking that seriously, you're an idiot.
Well, they were passing it around, man. It went viral.
I know. I was going on with friends. It's like, please read the article before you post this. This does not happen. I even had friends of mine that in radio down in Florida was like, oh, my gosh, can you believe this? Like, no, don't believe it, you moron. A Russian woman who lit the Olympic flame at the opening ceremony was the one last year that tweeted a picture of President Barack Obama looking hungrily at a banana last year. The tweet researched. Yeah. When they said, hey, are you ashamed of the rather racist thing that you sent out? She says, freedom of speech is freedom of speech, and you should answer for your own hang-ups. There's that. And, of course, what's his name? Bobsledder Johnny Quinn got trapped in his bathroom in Sochi.
This is the former Packer. It was at Packer training camp. Didn't make the team. He's now a pusher on the bobsled team. He was in his bathroom, couldn't get out. The door locked automatically, so he just basically destroyed the door to get out.
He tore the door down. Way to go, buddy. That's exactly how it's done.
But apparently the hotels are just ridiculous. Yeah. The stuff is malfunctioning. Stuff isn't completed.
No, you are lying. We have video of everything working great.
There apparently is a bathroom in the Olympic Village that has, the toilets. They have like four or five toilets.
It has chairs.
No partitions in between them.
Why are you so... What are you embarrassed about?
Latrine.
Apparently.
If you are a member of women's shot put team, you have no problem with being non-embarrassed. WSAU. We'll be back, for more gold medal.
Staying in a hotel last week, the lady next door to me had a dog with a coat on it. You know these people? They take their pets that serious. They go out and buy it hats and shoes and stuff. You know what I mean? We take pets too serious in this country, folks, really. We don't even have doggy kennels anymore. Do you see this on CNN? We got doggy hotels. We got people sleeping on the streets in this country. Yet somewhere there's a poodle pissed off because a maid didn't leave a liver snap on his pillow last night. Any towels in there? Oh, I didn't see the do not disturb sign. I'm sorry. I love animals, folks, don't get me wrong, but I hate these animal activists. We get people breaking into laboratories and stealing pets. We do experiments on animals for a reason, folks, to prolong our life. If hooking a monkey's brain up to a car battery is going to save somebody from dying of AIDS in 10 years, I got two things to say. The red is positive and the black is negative, okay?
Be the first to know when school's closed. Text SCHOOL to 39327 and get school closing alerts from the WSAU newsroom from AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.